Magandang umaga sa'yo, Erlene.
Hello po, magandang umaga.
Ikaw ay malapit ng gumraduate.
Yeah, sana po. Malapit na.
Oo. At bukod sa pagiging busy mo, syempre sa postdoctoral degree mo sa University of Queensland, ikaw ay kakagaling lamang sa labas ng Australia. Una, galing ka sa Europe kung saan nakapagtrabaho ka sa World Health Organization. Tell us about your journey.
Actually, gumawa po ako ng mga research projects with, una po, for 3 months, I've stayed sa WHO Regional Office for Europe. That's in Denmark. And then we were doing work on monitoring and evaluation for regional health systems performance. So we were looking at the metrics of the indicators that countries can use and WHO can use as well to assess po yung progress in terms of the investments that are being made for health systems. And then I moved on to the headquarters in Geneva. Stayed there for 3 months on another research project on same area on monitoring and evaluation, but this time we were looking at global health commitments that WHO is making and countries are making. Ano po yung mga targets, priority areas at the international level, specifically for health.
Unahin natin yung sa Europe, being part of the monitoring and evaluation. Alam natin na Europe is a developed country or maraming developed countries sa Europe.
Yeah.
Habang ginagawa mo yung research sa WHO for Europe, ano yung nakikita mo na health services na ini-implement sa Europe na pwede siyang, oops, ito pwede ito sa Australia or pwede ito sa Pilipinas?
I wasn't looking po at different health services programs. It's more of looking at the methods or measurements of how we can monitor progress on that one. Like, for example, po, even within Europe alone, the whole region, kala natin very developed, but there's also a huge inequality in between the countries. Like, for example, po, Finland and Netherlands, they have very strong monitoring and evaluation program for their own health system. So what that means is that yung decisions that they are working on, kung ano yung magiging priority or where do they invest the money in terms of health programs, they base it on evidence. They make sure that they monitor, let's say, how many workers do we have, how many funding, where do we put funding, what's going to be cost efficient. So yung system po na yun for monitoring and evaluating and getting that evidence before making decisions, it's high on those countries like Netherlands and Finland, but not in other countries, more specifically po dun sa poorer areas in the region. So what we're trying to do is to build capacities on that one. For the Philippines naman po, I was also involved in a proposal and on big data. So we're starting to work on that one as well. So the next project that we'll be working on, which is more centered in the Philippines, is on big data analytics. And then what we will be doing is to compile all the data sets that we can get from administrative data, secondary data sets at the global level as well, and then use that to create a monitoring dashboard for policymakers to be able to use, so that before they decide, they would see all the facts first, the statistics, and simulate that as well before it even gets on the ground.
So ito yung basis para sa mga decisions nila.
Most of the work that we were doing, it's either to first know what's going to be cost efficient or cost effective, kung baga ano yung program that would benefit most people, and especially we also are targeting, because we know that the funding or the resources specifically for health is very limited, so we have to make the most out of it. But we couldn't just decide based on the political will of people or based on one's decision. It has to be based on evidence. So that's what we were working on.
Mm. At sa headquarters naman ng WHO, syempre, napakalaking organization nun, ano? Having seen what they do in terms of monitoring and evaluation, paano mo ma-assess yung ginagawa or gaano kahalaga yung ginagawa ng WHO in terms of health?
I think it's very important because we're setting the scene for the global priorities. So like, for example, one thing I was doing with them was in terms of guidelines, let's say, and then those guidelines would guide as well the investments that countries are committing. So each member state of the WHO commits a certain amount of money, and then WHO provides guidelines on how to address health. So very vital po siya for national level policy making. But of course, it's not much on implementation. It's more of setting the scene and ensuring that whatever we do, we're coordinating across countries, those priority areas.
Erlyn, sa mga napuntahan mo na, ano yung nakikita mong mahahalagang bagay na dapat mabigyan ng pansin at priority ng mga bansa pagdating sa pangangalaga ng kalusugan ng mga mamamayan?
Well, nako, I have a lot of things to say. But maybe, I think, specifically for our country in the Philippines, I think we need to work on motivating our young ones to deal with health issues, especially through research and development, and also to help in gathering more evidence about it. I think the science of it is still lacking in the Philippines, and we still need to work harder on that one. Hopefully, we get more investments for research and development, because, of course, sa dami ng problema, sometimes you don't put a lot of funding to R&D, but it's very much needed for the future. So hopefully more countries would be able to do a lot more work, a country-driven research and development, not necessarily R&D that is done by other countries and then to be applied in the Philippines or in the local setting. Because I think it would be more effective and efficient if countries themselves would generate their own data, their own information, their own research expertise and skills.
How about dun sa mga developed countries? Ano yung pwede nilang magawa pagdating sa pagpapatupad ng mga health services?
For developed countries, well, one major issue as well is within developed countries, there's also a huge inequality, as we all know. So insurance is also a big thing for developed countries because kahit po sabihin natin, they have more funds for health systems and also for health in general, and also having the technologies that they need to address health issues, there's still inequality that exists within developed countries. So I hope that's going to be addressed. Inequality is a big thing as well for the US, so hopefully yun yung maisipan natin on how we can address that, because sometimes when you grow economically, you tend to forget tawag natin dun vulnerable groups, or yung social inclusion is still difficult to achieve. So yun po yung next priority hopefully ng mga developed countries.
Maraming salamat sa'yo, Erlyn.
Yeah, thank you so much din po for the opportunity to speak.